and this can exhibit itself in, let's say, today, what you are seeing is people having very difficult time sleeping and getting a good night's rest. And, of course, there are substances that you can take to help you get to sleep, you know, to get a good night's sleep. However, these are simply immediate alleviating of a long-term problem. So much electronics in the world is destroying the peace of mind of humanity. And yet so many people think, because I have an electronic, I now have peace of mind. I can talk to my loved ones, know where my loved ones are, find out what's going on in the world. People who live alone don't feel as alone anymore. They have their computers, they have all these things. Yet these things are really, really leading to learning disabilities in children, in adults. It is an inability to process the priorities, to find out what's really important and what's not. And so there is a massive disruption of the human mind with the electronic movement. And again, we see that there will be a probable future, and this is a pretty big, probable future, where there will be situations that will cause great disruption and, let's say, destruction of the current electronic situation. It may not go down 100% everywhere, but we see that there will be probabilities where there will be electronic blackouts. Of course, your military government people are always watching to see who could hack the computers, who could come in and take over, etc. But we are talking much bigger than this. We are talking natural events and some unnatural events, some events of intervention where other beings would come in and simply turn things off so that you had a chance to find yourself again. Understand that you live on Earth and in this time of accelerated energy, and many beings such as we and all kinds from all kinds of places and dimensions and characteristics are drawn here to teach and to learn and to help you navigate through this. And even though other forms of life are not allowed to save you or to prevent you from, let's say, creating a certain situation, there's also agreements to hold probable possibilities open so that you can find your way through. So again, there's a few things going on with electronics. The internet of itself is not built in such a way that it can accommodate the great flood of information that is being downloaded onto it. So the structure itself is like a road that cannot handle as much traffic as is passing over it, and so the road collapses because the trucks are too heavy. Do you understand this? Mm-hmm. Or the road simply is no longer functioning because there's just too much traffic coming from a certain area and it gets gridlocked. That's a possibility with the electronic highway. And also, again, there is distinct possibility of intervention from the sun. It is always essential to remember and to understand that the icon, the symbol of the sun, it was, let's say, the sigil of Atlantis. And people say, well, let's say many cultures have the sun, the rising sun, the setting sun, the black sun, the white sun, all these things, but the sun is intelligent. And the sun is a viable life form. We have described it as, on some level, a collective soul of humanity. And you interact with this, and it feeds you life force energy, life force to have your plants grow, but the life force to get you stimulated. You are learning today, if you don't get sunlight, you can get very, very ill. But there's more involved in this. If you do not get sunlight and do not interact with nature and the natural light, you can lose your way. Deborah was talking about the magnetic magnetic properties, magnetite it is called, bits of magnetite that is found in the brains of animals, the brains of humans, etc. And this would have oriented beings